What a great way to start the day in bliss with medicinal herbs. Enjoy a selection of CBD gummies, vape, and flower buds any way you like. Spring is a season of new beginnings. Oh, how I am ready. Grand rising, friends. I woke up at 5 a.m. or 5:30 a.m. thanks to my cute cat, Chi-Chi, who wants to play. It is my daily practice to groom, meditate, do some form of exercise like stretching, jog, or dance, then have breakfast, and then on my way to online business and growing my investments. But today we are going to add medicinal herbs to the mix and see how this goes. If you are a cannabis enthusiast, then come through and tell me how you like it. My goal is to connect with the right people to launch my first cannabis brand that will offer the flower itself, some tools and gear like grinders, rolling trays, and art, put together some events that I could sell tickets to, and invite guests to play games on my talk show, get the NFT collection set up so when you purchase the NFT, you get access to classes, events, and items. Though I have to keep expanding and educating the community for all of this to work and come together. And that's why we are here, to love, grow, and evolve, right? We are shifting the culture forward, taking it to the next level, doing what has never been done before. So boost your energy levels with a wake and bake session, tap into luxurious vibes, increase your overall well-being with a blissful start. Honestly, this is my first wake and bake session this spring or this year, so I am excited. I am up before sunrise. I am taking time to appreciate this beautiful life and interesting world we live in. We're going to do a general card reading for the collective. I'll play some music for easy listening to help us get in touch with our mind, body, spirit. Balance your emotions and open up to receiving messages of clarity and insight to be present and enjoy these herbs. I am already bursting with lots of creative ideas, so let's travel to outer space this morning. I am loving the fact that I have online businesses that allow me to experience financial independence so I can do more of what I want, so I can explore and create a lifestyle that suits me. And of course, there is some trial and error in trying to find a sweet spot, but just know that you never get it wrong because you can't get it done. I will be on stage later today to develop and practice a performance since I have been working on my music. I wrote a new song to record. I have been listening to different instrumental music, just playing around. There are some skits and short film ideas that I need to type out and send out for feedback, and then we will host an audition. This is the kind of work that I'm getting into now. It is challenging, stimulating, and quite fun. I did hear about the story with Elon Musk, who was interested in buying the Twitter platform for like $43 billion. I was like, I'm going to put in an offer for $50 billion and see if they bite. And the reason why I mentioned this is because there is great value in these digital platforms. I mean, millions of people are utilizing them and earning life-changing profits, and I could only see this moving further or growing into something brand new in the future. So I encourage you all to wake up to the truth of your power, value your perspective, use your voice, share your message, or whatever it is that is important to you. Sometimes I get annoyed how the story about Black people is to not own or control anything like land or resources or property. So I'm just like, man, I'm coming up with a master plan to create massive wealth that can be given or leveraged to future generations. I have been working on real estate projects, new investment strategies, creating multiple streams of income while making the time to learn to cook new dishes and some new dance moves, take care of my pets. And I'm just like, wow, this is an amazing life. And it keeps getting better. Now, I am wondering about some ways that I could infuse food with cannabis. I have watched a game show or a TV show a while back that had chefs cooking with cannabis. I need to look them up because I can talk about this on future podcasts or host an event or a watch party about this theme. But I think it can be added to tea. Or I'll just enjoy a vape while I make some tea, some smoothies, and cinnamon rolls from scratch. Yes, from scratch. So I will go heavy on the icing. This is so fun. I can't wait to dig in. This is amazing because I will be sharing clips of all of this online for marketing and promotion. It's like the days of pretending that you're perfect is over. Just be yourself. Tell it like you want to, and on to the next thing. Some of y'all are going to get left behind if you are not creating and sharing content several times a week. This is the trend where humanity is heading. There are so many wonderful ways to do this and platforms to choose from. You can even start your own platform. Like, this is the most joyous, prosperous, creative times of our lives. Let's seize the opportunity. Let's take advantage of it. As I am putting together my astrology website, I am going to give everyone the task to check their horoscope daily. There's this podcast that uploads a new message for each sign. It's kind of cool because it's like doing a temperature check for your heart. You know, like, are you in alignment with your soul and life purpose? How are you improving your relationships? Where are you in terms of your happiness and health? And these are some of the topics I will be highlighting in astrology, as it has been therapeutic for me as well as healing. Because the more that I discover about this planet and what's been going on, the difficulties and obstacles we endure, you have to find a way to cope and grow and find the solutions and make this shit make sense. As I mature into adulthood, I remind myself that I don't have it all figured out. I don't know it all, so I have to keep learning and upgrading. You know, no one does. That's why it's billions of us on this planet that have to learn to navigate with what we got and the unknown time that we have here. So I plan on lighting it up. Life is too short for the ordinary. I make my life a dream come true. Everything I do adds beauty, light, harmony, and order to the universe. So shout out to all my kings and goddesses out there. Wake up, guys. It's time to play. You have been on a wandering path trying to find answers through study and the insights of others, but now you are uncovering the truth of your own soul. Your soul is leading the way, and you are being encouraged to follow. The fog is clearing, the light has come, and it is shining on you. Your soul is saying, yes, it's your cheerleader. Follow it and trust the endless wisdom within you. Go, go, go. Oh my gosh. I love the energy of Katumi here. Cloak of wisdom. You already know the answer you seek. All right, we're going to pull a few more cards. You guys can enjoy some tea. Puff on some cannabis. Okay, Archangel Michael shows up, trusting heaven. You are safe. Angels stand close. Surrender your concerns and allow a miracle to occur. Archangel Michael comes with protection. He has his, you know, angel wings and his sword here. So just know that you are safe. What's up, guys? It's Empress Nikitra Berard. We're going to tap into my higher power, do the card reading for today. I am using the Keepers of the Light Oracle deck. We're going to just, you know, get a feel for the energies of the day as I prepare for, I would say, a new beginning, you know, like acquiring new partnerships and business, new friendships and making new connections. I'm making plans to travel overseas, do some things I haven't done before, just dreaming big. One of the things that came to mind is for me to, I've never been on a cruise or a ship, you know, out in the ocean. I was like, what would that be like? Probably scary, but hey, this is what I'm thinking about. Fly in a helicopter or, I don't know. I've just been dreaming big. And so this is the energy that I'm tapping into. It's spring season. It's Aries season right now. It's a lot of fire. It's important for us to know how to master our emotions, you know, get in touch with how we are feeling in our body, making sure that we are living in harmony with the laws of the universe, you know, spiritual laws. Are you guys familiar with universal laws? You know, are you measuring success according to inner fulfillment and your joy and your happiness instead of your bank accounts? Yeah, these are some of the things that we need to bring to surface so that we can heal, so that we can grow, evolve, and do what we came here to do on this planet. All right, so I've been shuffling the cards up a little bit. The first card that we have for today is Kernanos, life force. Express your driving passion. Sensual and sexual powers are increased. So if you guys are, you know, in the mood for making babies, this could be a good time for you. Express your driving passion. It's important for us to know that there is something bigger than humanity. It's like we want to control and dominate everyone or everything around us, things that are happening. But we live in an orchestrated, complex universe that is alive. That expands beyond our understanding, which is probably why it takes, you know, so many years for us to figure out who we are and what it is that we want. But express your driving passion. Like, it is okay. It is normal for you to have desires and appreciate them. So that is the first message that we have. I pulled the next card and Melchizedek shows up. Melchizedek is a character that we are familiar with in the Christian Bible. You have learned from experience. More inner study is now required to further progress. He shows up with sacred geometry symbols. So some of you guys, within the next month or so, or maybe later on this year, you could be developing spiritual practices or gaining more knowledge, in the realm of spirituality. Health and wellness is a $1 trillion industry. It's like so many people all over the world are yearning for more as organized religion seems to lose its grips, you know, in society. It's like we are moving away from the age of Pisces where we thought we had to, you know, connect with a higher power or God or source or spirit, you know, through someone else. Meanwhile, as we move into a new era, a new age, it's like you can connect with God, with Goddess, you know, on your own. You can develop your own relationship. So that's why there's more inner study is now required to further progress. Okay, we have Katumi, a cloak of wisdom. You already know the answer you seek. Trust what you know. Now, Katumi is a new character to me. He shows up with an ankh on his chest. There is a snake symbol around him. There is the Om symbol. Katumi is ascended master who appears as a well-dressed Indian man with a golden aura. Now, knowledge is learned and wisdom is remembered. You are in a real cloak of wisdom now. When it comes to spirituality and trying to define God, there are many people who are feared, or you're nervous, or you're scared to, try something new or open up to something. I say move at your own risk, you know, only do what feels comfortable for you. So just know that you are safe, because it's like when it comes to tarot cards or like healing modalities, you know, just different types of things that you may not have grown up with or that are maybe frowned upon when it comes to, a particular religion or church, you know, just surrender your concerns and allow a miracle to occur. All right, the next card we have is Hope. Love is yours. Recognize your divine worth. Choose loving thoughts. So this is a great reminder to love and accept yourself as you are. That is such a great affirmation. The energy of Hope is so vibrant, so pure and radiant. She comes with this yellow golden aura, and the energy of Hope is to trust and know that whatever it is that you desire or that you seek already exists. It's already here. So just know that angels are gathering around you in celebration that you are finally willing to see how loving and lovable you are. You deserve loving relationships, loving experiences, and loving acceptance from the world around you. It seems that you are really moving beyond the limitations that you once had in this department, but know that whenever you do question your worth, you can call on Hope to shine her golden light upon you. I really enjoy receiving these messages to begin my day. It's like, let's radiate some love and healing and peace and joy, prosperity and abundance out into the world, you know? Okay, we have Kuan Yin, care and compassion. Choose to be love. Do what is right for everyone involved. Offer a helping hand. Kuan Yin comes with such sincere spirit. She has these beautiful flowers growing around her. She has like this Asian or Chinese, I would say essence or look about her. And we're going to do one more card. And it is Mahavatar Babaji representing soul expansion. Your consciousness is expanding. You understand the connections between all things. Mahavatar means great incarnation or avatar, and Babaji means sacred father. Mahavatar Babaji is a deeply respected master yogi who was introduced to the world through the teachings of the yogi Paramahansa Yogananda. He is said to have an invisible temple in the Himalayas that can appear to those he wants to connect with. And many believe that he is like Christ himself, bringing deep love, acceptance, forgiveness, insight, and direction. You may have felt like you have retreated from the world recently. Maybe you have not been as active socially or spiritually, but this is a time of inner rest. It has paid off. You are becoming more and more consciously aware of how connected you are to God and all living beings. And this sense of union is called yoga. Yoga goes way beyond the physical ability and into a sense of awareness that's created through spiritual practice, meditation, and devotion to the divine. So Mahavatar Babaji, the yogic father, is here to inspire that fire of union within you so that you can understand how your thoughts and actions are creating the waves of energy that form your life. With that being said, we are going to close out the reading. That is blissful enough, right? Like, your thoughts and actions are creating the waves that form your life. We are talking quantum level here. yes, guys, thank you so much for participating, for joining, for listening. I do have the opportunity for you to be a part of the creative community with a monthly subscription that gives access to exclusive member-only content right here on the podcast. This is great for creative people, musicians, engineers, designers, teachers, coaches, consultants. If you enjoy spirituality, various types of artists, all you have to do is click subscribe to join today. Yeah, this is a bomb way to start your day. Wake and bake, you know, get into bliss, making your dreams come true. Don't forget to take inspired action. I have a song that is just running through my mind. I'm gonna sing it for you guys real quick. It goes like, why can't I love you in slow motion? Take my time. Really get to know you, just unwind, take away the pressure of my mind. Why can't I? It's like, yeah, I just want to enjoy the deliciousness of this day. I'm going to move on to breakfast. Thank you guys for joining, participating. This has been lovely, and we will play next time here on the Creative Album.